Hey, is Jerry in by chance?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jerry, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, who's this?
Tyler, I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff, what is that?
We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We had actually extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was actually based on some good borrowing history you had there with Stearns Bank earlier this year. Do you recall receiving that offer by chance?
Yeah, it was a check.
It was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital. You'd been pre-approved for right around $250K. Just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see if there was going to be any plans for growth there we might be able to help you out with.
Yeah, how much is the interest rate?
I mean, that's just going to kind of depend on which program it was you were looking to do and how long and a lot of factors there that go into that. What was it you guys were maybe looking to do?
Nothing. We tore the check up. We're not interested in borrowing no money right now.
I got
you. Yeah, you don't have to. Don't send me no more nothing like that in the mail. You can send me a paper, but don't send nothing like that.
No, that's fine. I just kind of wanted to touch base there and see if there were any needs that were going to be coming up, you know, for the rest of the year there. The offer will still stand there as long as you guys maintain that good lending history.
Oh, really? Okay. Can you tell how much money I've made then?
Say that again?
How do you know that I've built that much capital, $250,000?
No, it's a pre-approval that we had sent you. As far as what you would actually be approved for, it's based.
Yeah.
It's about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales is what we're able to free up. So depending on what you guys did in sales last year, 10 to 15% of that is what we can usually free up as unsecured cash. So there's no collateral or anything like that you have to put up for it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people use it for like payroll, operations, marketing. If they need for some projects, you know, you can literally use it for however you see fit for the business. They're usually shorter terms there for you. And it's just kind of, you know, if you run into a situation where it's maybe cheap equipment or some inventory you're able to get at a big discount, that's kind of where you might...
Yes, keep sending me letters. Don't send no checks or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
No, we're not sending anything like that. What's an email there for you? I could just shoot it that way. That way you have it on file that way.
J-A-N-D.
Okay.
D. Ireland. That stands for J and Debbie.
I gotcha.
But it's J and D. Ireland at Yedtail.
Y-A-D-T-E-A-L.
Y-E-D-T-A-I-L.
Y-A-D-T-E-L. Okay.
.net.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot that over right now. It'll summarize the offer, and it'll have my contact information there for you as well. There going to be maybe anything you were looking to do here down the road closer towards the end of the year?
Well, I was looking at buying me a piece of equipment, yeah.
Okay.
If I could.
What piece of equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Excavator.
How much do those usually run you?
Well, I don't know. I might need 60,000 to 70,000.
60,000 to 70,000, okay. Yeah, we also, with the offer there that we sent out, it's also equipment. And you're usually able to get a much lower rate going through it that way as opposed to the working capital. That's more of a backup there for you if you didn't get approved on the equipment side. That's definitely something we can help you out with. Did you have kind of a time frame of when you wanted to bring that on?
It's just going on how business goes between now and the end of the year. Part of the year, so it's just going on how things go.
Does it usually kind of tend to pick up for you there towards the end of the year, or is it pretty consistent?
Well, no, it's constant all the time, but you know, sometimes it slows down just a little, but it's usually constant and maintains pretty decent.
I gotcha. You guys have a lot of probably repeat customers that you have there?
We do. Yeah, a lot of repeat customers.
Are you guys putting them on like net 30 or net 60 payouts there, or is all of it pretty upfront with you?
Do what now?
For like payout structures there with, do you guys do commercial and residential?
No, just residential.
Okay, just residential. Okay, then you probably don't do the, you guys don't put your customers on like a net 30 payout so they have 30 days to pay you? Jeter or anything like that? Okay, it's all up front. Okay.
No, it's all up front.
Okay, so for the equipment, I would say that the biggest weight in the what we look at is credit on the equipment side. Do you know what your credit looks like? You know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, we got super credit, me and my wife both.
Good credit. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, I just bought a skid steer, 72,000, and
okay.
Got it half paid off.
Okay.
The 2015 truck just paid it off.
All right, you guys are on.
Yeah, we got super. Yeah, we are. We roll with it.
That's good. That's good. It's exactly who we like to align ourselves with.
Me and my wife both are just about as high as you can get rating in our credit.
I see. Are you guys co-owners there for the business, or?
Well, she's on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually the owner,
uh-huh.
But her name's on the truck. That's just in case that matters to me. It'll roll right over to her.
I gotcha.
But I'm actually the owner.
Okay. Yeah, so one of the neat features here that I will say about our programs is the application process itself. We keep it very simple. It's just a one-page app. It's just your most recent tax return, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once I receive that and get it to underwriting, I can get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and rates you're going to qualify for. Once that gets approved, you got the offer will be good for 90 days. So if you kind of wanted to just figure out what purchasing power you could have in the back pocket, and you kind of have that type of information, you get the financing, all the paperwork out of the way, then when it comes time to purchasing the excavator, you literally give us a call with the invoice or the quote that they give you. That company's funded the next day, and you can bring it right on and get operations going immediately. You're not going to be missing out on any profit opportunity there, dealing with other banks that are going to be taking longer to get you that. So it's definitely something for you to consider. And then did you have a ballpark there of when you might pull the trigger if business does go well? Was this something you were going to bring on sooner than later?
No, most of the time we finance with the people we buy from. I've got a deal right now, 0% interest.
Okay, so you go straight to the manufacturer.
I've never heard of that. That's crazy, but they're going to 0% interest.
Yeah, a lot of them do that.
How in the world they can do that?
Well, it's because they own the piece of equipment itself, and what they usually do is the first one or two that you buy is a very ridiculously low amount there on the rate, like you said. Sometimes it is 0%, and then after that they'll either tack it up a little bit or they'll pass you off to a third party vendor and they'll take over from there. So definitely take advantage of the cheap 0% there if they'll give it to you, but usually after one or two pieces is when it starts to vary. And we've been in business for over 14 years now. We've got a lot of long-standing relationships, so we're able to offer some of the best programs there in the industry. And it's just kind of a good tool and piece of knowledge there to have in the back pocket. We only pull out of one of the three credit bureaus, too, so your credit's not going to get docked nowhere near as bad as it would be being pulled somewhere else. And if it makes sense for the business and it adds up, we can proceed from there. But I'd love to at least see what we can get, what at least for the programs and rates, what we could do for you.
I don't want to right now, but you can check back with me later.
No, that's fine. I can. I'll shoot this email to you. And like I said, it'll have my information in there as well. If anything does come up in the meantime, definitely feel free to email me back, or you can call me there at my direct dial. Otherwise, I'll maybe touch base here in a few weeks or a month and just kind of see where things are at with the business.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, Jerry. Enjoy the rest of your week. It was good talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.